And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
What do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
Welcome to Driving on South.
This is a very ominous assignment with overtones of extreme personal danger.
To start it all off, however, we need to take a hit of our salvia.
I'm a doctor of journalism, man.
You're gonna hold it in for about 20 seconds.
This is important, goddammit, this is a fucking true story.
Or until your vision begins to vibrate. At that point, you can start your car and you'll be good to go.
Wait! This is backcountry.
Ooh, baby.
We need a ride, and we're using our favorite rideshare service.
We stuck out our thumb, a digital thumb.
Yep.
Have you guys ever gotten a favorite rideshare program app service, and it smells like farts and cologne?
Yes, actually, and it was gross. And you know what? I don't think I even gave him a bad review, because anytime I never do the thing until the next day, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
What do you want to leave your driver? I'm like, 5 stars. Cool. I just give everyone 5 stars.
Wow.
The man's trying to make
very
a living.
Magnanimous.
Actually, I gave one guy 3 stars because I was super hungover. I get into his car and he says, I got some water back there. Like, he knew I needed some water. That's the shape I was in.
That's 5-star instantly.
Yes, I felt that he was a 5-star guy. So I grabbed the water bottle. It was some gross grape soda water.
What? You gave a guy a bad rating because you don't like grape flavor?
I think that's on you.
It was just
Pedialyte?
No, it was this gross grape water. It was disgusting.
You were expecting something else. You were expecting water.
I was expecting water, and I got
freaking
grape flavored water.
You experienced one of my favorite buzzwords, cognitive dissonance. Have you heard of this?
Tell us more.
You just did it when you thought you were drinking water, and you got a nasty grape drink.
And I got a nasty attitude because of it, too. Is this our favorite rideshare service?
Oh, I think they're our favorite rideshare service mates here.
I hope so.
Whoa, dude, he is burning rubber.
He is burning it up. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, my God.
Dude.
We're not actually getting in the car with him,
are we? This dude is insane.
I got a good feeling about this guy.
Wow.
Actually, it might be kind of fun. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's see if he's down.
He was late.
Hey, Eugene?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yes.
I got fajitas.
We're actually recording an experimental podcast, and I was wondering if you would like to talk and be mic'd up for this ride.
To talk?
Yeah.
All right.
You down?
I don't speak English very good.
You're speaking great English right now. Let's do it.
Hello, motherfucker.
All your days are belong to us.
What do you think?
I like turtles.
Whoa, that's so intense.
Is this real life?
This is a meme. I did not make this meme.
Add your teeth, add your wife.
Just
do it.
Oh, this is bullshit. What is this?
Kick me off. How about that?
Welcome to Memes in the Morning podcast. My name's Jesse. Got Matthew.
What's up, y'all? Matthew here. I haven't died yet.
And Robert in the back seat.
Robert here, also very much alive.
He's real.
Our driver from our favorite rideshare service, Eugene.
Yep. Woo. I'm here too.
We are here.
Eugene is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this your car, Eugene?
Yeah.
It's much cleaner than my car, I have to say.
I was going to say that too, in that I feel very safe, very comfortable in here.
And it doesn't smell like farts.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I just got here. Should we kick it off? I got a meme here, guys, looking at. This is one of them old memes I found online, and just jumping right in here, it has a picture of a penguin. Looks like it's from a Pixar movie, animated film of some sort. Kind of goofy looking penguin. And he's kind of like confused looking. He's kind of maybe cross-eyed. I don't know if this...
It's just bug-eyed.
He's bug-eyed. At the top, it says, when your girlfriend has a twin sister, so you get confused and fuck her dad.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you get that one, Eugene?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, where do you get that confused to do such an atrocious act?
You must have gotten real confused.
You must have a crazy face like this penguin.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't seen the penguin's face?
I haven't seen it. Let me see.
Somebody knew we were doing a podcast.
Yeah, that guy's loud.
Yeah, that was real. But the look on his face is pretty much the appropriate one. I found one today that it's a dog, and he's like really cute, and he looks like kind of like sweet and upset. So the dog is like, I think that job interview went well. And then he looks in the mirror and he sees his ear was inside out the whole time. And the dog, I guess it's a little quote of his, he just goes, son of a...
My friend Bossy Baker dropped off a hard drive with toothpaste all over his face.
I was just going to say toothpaste.
Yeah, he was pretty distraught about that. Shout out, Bossy. We love you.
Yeah, I have a big fear of going to work with, like, toothpaste on my crotch.
Ooh.
Just like it fell, you know.
Well, that's
called... It just fell down there and, like, fuck it, today was the day.
Because it's undeniable once it's there.
It's just a crust.
What that looks like.
Immediate crust.
Yeah.
You know, like when you give me like a lot of information, I'm trying to translate it, you know, into my language, and yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
Everything happening in my mind, and
yeah.
it's like taking. You see, like you're telling me a joke, while I'm translating, everybody already get it, and after a while, when it's silence, I'm alone.
And you know what? Don't even worry, because your English is awesome,
it
and
is.
We're a bunch of idiots that don't even speak another language.
Yeah,
if I'm correct here.
I don't speak any.
Yep, you're right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one here. Actually, this one. This is a carpooling meme.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay, so there's this picture of a car at the bottom of a pool.
All right.
This is at the bottom. It's completely submerged in the deep end.
Okay.
And there's these firefighters standing around, kind of like looking at it, and there's some talking to each other, and they just seem, they're like, how the hell are we going to get this thing out of there, right? And it just says, carpooling, you are doing it wrong.
All right. All right.
I got this one. It was easy, all right.
What do you think about that one, Eugene? Does that, can you relate?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Real quick, I got to point out, though, Eugene, you did take a wrong turn.
That's true.
So that is a point off. We're going to give a little buzzer there.
That's proof that we have an engaging podcast with many listeners.
Yeah, he got distracted. We distracted Eugene with that carpool meme. Boom! Gotcha. Splash sound effects. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, this doesn't correlate to the rating you're going to receive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Every driver starts with 5 stars.
And you work your way down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just feel like loneliness. I just want to talk to somebody.
Dude,
well, talk to us.
Perfect time to interject and get in there. Tell us about what is like the best meme that you've seen this week.
The best what?
The best meme?
I couldn't even remember something right now.
There's got to be something.
Eugene, where are you from, my man?
My country.
Yeah.
One of the former Soviet Union countries.
Uh-huh.
Belarus. Starts with B like Bob.
Oh yeah, I've heard of Belarus.
Yeah.
Where Belarus?
Center part of Europe. You know, countries like Ukraine, Poland.
Yeah.
And Belarus.
Belarus.
Yeah.
Belarus.
Nice. We got borders with Russia, with Poland.
What's like a Belarusian, is that correct, dish? Is there like a type of food that you miss back home that you can't get here, or are you able to find it?
The dry fish. You know dry fish?
Dry fish?
Like,
dry fish.
Yeah, you got jerky.
Yeah.
Like dry meat, but we have like dry fish, and so it's not kind of a food, it's more like a snack. But you buying it and, you know, couple beers and the dry fish, and it's good.
Sounds awesome.
And yeah, it's salty. And,
what kind of fish is it, do you know?
Like any.
Any old fish?
Yeah, it's can be whatever. Like,
just dry that fish and give me some beer.
Is it thick and chewy, or is it like flaky? And?
Yeah, it's kind of a jerky, almost. Mm-hmm. But probably it's a fish, you know, it's not a meat.
Is it like like pieces, like fillets of the fish, or is it like a whole fish dehydrated?
Yeah. We got different types of dry fish, so it can be, you know, whatever.
We gotta get some dry fish right now.
Small fishes.
Yeah. You got any dry fish
on you?
On me, dry fish? No, but it smells bad.
That's cool, man.
That is cool. So, did you think of a meme yet?
A meme?
Yeah.
I forget about that. I forget that I need to think about something.
Yeah. What's a meme that you remember seeing?
I don't know.
First one that comes to mind.
First one that I don't think it's even the meme, but that girl catch me outside. But it was so far ago. I mean, yeah. So long ago. But this is the first thing that comes into my mind.
How about that?
She's good. She counts.
Yeah,
I think
she's a meme.
I think she sings a song right now.
Yeah.
I mean, not right now, she
has an album.
Created a video or something.
She got signed immediately as soon as that video went viral. They were like, get her a record deal.
I heard that she's launching a satellite into space with her car.
We want to put these episodes into outer space, Eugene. How do you feel about that?
You're gonna send it into the space?
Just gonna send it.
How would you feel knowing that?
Yeah, if somebody after that gonna call me from there.
Do you know someone going to space?
Yeah.
Could you help us out with this mission?
I want somebody to receive this message and call me back from there.
What do you want to say to them?
They're listening right now.
Take me from here, please.
Well,
aliens, if you hear this, can you beam all of us up right now? Send us to Goobleck 5. Yeah. We got some dry fish. We're ready for the long haul.
All right.
Yeah, aliens.
Where would you want to go besides here, Eugene?
You said what?
Besides California.
Besides
Earth.
Or Earth. Probably, yeah, I want to visit San Francisco and, of course, Venice.
Oh, Venice, Italy, or Venice Beach?
Venice, the space object.
Venus.
The ultimate.
Because that's where the ladies are from.
Of course.
Yes. They're having a party there nonstop.
Just imagine.
Okay, here, I got one. This is a meme, and it's got it's a box of Wonka spooky nerds.
Mm.
You know the candy, Eugene?
Candy?
You know nerds?
Yeah.
The candy nerds? And it's Willy, okay. You know, Willy Wonka is the company that does it, right? So it's a box of nerds, but it's like a Halloween edition, right? So it says spooky nerds. And then on the top it says, they prefer the term goth.
Oh. Yeah. No goth person wants to be referred to as spooky.
You get that one? You get that one, Eugene?
Yes. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Do you know any goth people or spooky people?
Yeah, this is the thing. I don't know what does the goth mean.
Goth is like someone who is into more like darker clothes and music, kind of like heavy metal.
Sometimes they wear makeup.
Who is on the dark side?
Yes!
That's me. When I'm not driving the Lyft.
Yeah, I got you.
You know how you had some goth kids.
Okay, you guys, we gotta make Eugene laugh. Bust your gut. Let's get him.
He's tough.
Let's get him. Okay. How about this one? Okay. This one's from Content Zone, and it says, never go camping with a C-section baby. And there's a guy busting out of the side of the tent.
Oh, no. Is he coming out of the zipper?
No, he just made a hole. He just ripped his way through.
He's busting out.
What do you think about that one, Eugene? You're kind of smirking right now.
Yeah, I mean, I missed that one.
You missed that one.
You might have missed. It's okay.
I'm in the traffic. I'm thinking
he's
about
driving.
It.
He's actually such a good driver.
Shout out,
not
Eugene.
Even
he's keeping us safe.
Okay, well, I'm going speed round here. These are
Let's
quick
do
ones.
It.
Okay, there's a picture of Mount Everest. You know this, Eugene?
Mount Everest.
Biggest mountain ever, yeah. Right? All the people.
Legendary mountain. Rainbow
says,
Road.
Every corpse on Everest was once an extremely motivated person.
Every
corpse on Everest was
like
once an extremely motivated person.
Every, like, dead body that's up there.
It's a lot of them.
That one is funny.
We got it with that one. Okay.
Okay. Now we got.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, since we're in traffic, I'm just going to show you this one.
Oh, no. This is no good.
Hey.
This is no good.
I'm glad the people at home can't see that.
You shouldn't have shown
Okay,
that.
Here's a good one. This is one everyone can relate to. It looks like there's a guy sitting on a toilet. He's got his pants down. We've all been there. He's looking frustrated.
He looks frustrated with his pants down on the toilet.
And at the top, it says, when you already 15 wipes in and you still seeing shit on the toilet paper.
Oh, no. Why?
Why?
I mean,
that's a good one.
Because we don't use bidets in America.
America has the worst butt wiping technology.
We got a bunch of dirty buttholes out there.
I just usually sit up on the sink when I'm done and give it a good blast.
Tell us about another meme that comes to mind, Eugene.
Another
meme. You told us, catch me outside.
Yeah. All right. I got one. Yes. That girl, like the picture with the... with the burned house and the girl with the smile.
Yeah.
And she is really old right now. I saw a few pictures, like, they compare the old memes and they were showing, like, where the guys are right now.
She's a grown-up.
Yeah, she is a grown-up right now.
Still burning houses down.
Probably.
What would you put on that meme?
You know, something like, I told you not to do something and this is it. And I burn your house.
I love that.
You know, like, you see, I told you.
I told you.
All right, I got another one about poop. You ready for another poop meme?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. When you finally admit that one thing that's been haunting you for years, and there's a picture of this old guy looking real guilty, looking off camera, and he's holding up a note in front of his face that says, I farted in line at Walmart. Three women thought their babies had shit themselves.
Come on.
Jesse, you're really striking the nerve up there.
Yeah. Here's a nice wholesome one for you guys. It's a picture of the thinker, you know, the famous sculpture of the guy sitting, and he's got
Eugene.
One hand on his chin, and it has a thought bubble, and in the thought bubble, it says, what if we pooped out of our penises and came out of our butts? Okay, I have an actual wholesome one. Let me. Okay.
Hold on.
Let's cleanse the palate here.
Are we gonna cleanse the palate? Kind of the end of our time with you, Eugene. So we hope you had as much fun as we did. We hope you learned something about
goth.
Yeah,
that's a good takeaway.
Yes, that is a good takeaway.
I remember those guys. I remember them from my childhood. And also Amos. Amos, right?
Like Amos?
Pink and dark and emotional.
Emos. I feel you.
There you go.
There we go. Do you have any idea of what we should name this episode?
Take Me to Venus.
Yes.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that was great. I like all the memes. Just taking time to me to understand everything, but everything was great. But where can you check everything?
You and anyone listening can look us up on iTunes, Memes in the Morning.
Okay.
Or go to our website, memesinthemorning.com.
Instagram, memes.morning.
Memes in the Morning.
I guess you're a meme.
Probably.
Wow.
Eugene meme.
By the time this
Eugene
comes out,
Eugene the meme. He didn't know that was
Eugene the meme.
Yeah. Eugene the meme.
Oh.
All
right. Yeah.
Eugene, is there anything else you want to say?
Bye. Thank you.
Do you want to shout out to people back in Belarus?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, everything is cool here. I got a lot of new friends.
Yes,
nice.
You do.
Count us as your friends, too.
Welcome to California.